The Golden Apples of the Sun. In this second programme of the series, we present two more stories from the pen of one of America's finest storytellers, Ray Bradbury. The dramatisations are by Lawrence Gilbert, and we begin with the story called The Flying Machine.
In the year 400 AD, the Emperor Huan held his throne by the Great Wall of China. The land was green after the recent rains. It would soon be ready for a bountiful harvest. The land was at peace. The people in the Emperor's dominion were neither too happy nor too sad. It was an empire in perfect balance. Early on the morning of the first day of the first week of the second month of the new year, the Emperor Huan was sipping tea and fanning himself against a warm breeze.
Sire! Sire! A miracle!
Ah, yes, indeed. The air is sweet this morning.
With the greatest respect, O Emperor, I mean, a real miracle.
The tea tastes good in my mouth. Surely that is a miracle?
No, Excellency.
Well, let me guess, then. The sun has risen and a new day is upon us. The sea is blue. Surely that is the finest of all miracles.
Sire, a man is flying.
What?
I saw him in the air. A man flying with wings. I heard a voice call out of the sky. And when I looked up, there it was. A dragon in the heavens with a man in its mouth. A green and gold dragon, like the sun and the grass, made of paper and bamboo.
It is early, and you've just awakened from a dream.
Oh, Excellency, I have seen what I have seen. If you were to come with me, you'd see it too.
Sit down and drink some tea. It must be a strange thing to see a man fly. You must have time to think about it, and I must have time to prepare myself to see it.
They drank tea for a while, but the Emperor's trusted servant became impatient.
Please, sire, or he'll be gone.
Now you may take me to where you saw this miracle.
There! Look!
I fly! I fly! See! I fly! Fly!
Yes. Yes.
But the Emperor turned his gaze away from the flying man. He looked instead at the Great Wall of China now rising out of the mist in the distant green hills. The wall, that splendid snake of stones which writhed with majesty across the entire land. That wonderful wall which had protected them from enemy hordes since time immemorial, and preserved peace for years without number.
Tell me, has anyone else seen this flying man?
What, sire? No. It's so early in the morning, I think I must be the only one.
Call him down to me.
Ho! You! Come down! Come down at once! The Emperor wishes to see you!
The Emperor quickly looked in all directions as the flying man descended. He saw a farmer out early in his fields, watching the sky. And he noted where the man stood.
Hail, oh, Emperor.
What have you done?
I have flown in the sky, Your Excellency.
What have you done?
I have just told Your Majesty.
You've told me nothing at all.
Is it not beautiful, sire?
Yes. Too beautiful.
It's the only one in the world.
The only one in the world?
I swear it, Excellency.
Who else knows of it?
No one. Not even my wife. She'd think I was mad. I let her believe I was making a kite. When it was finished, I went out in the night and walked to the cliffs. When the sun rose, I gathered my courage, sire, and leapt from the cliff top. I flew. But no, my wife knows nothing about it.
It's well for her, then. Come back with me to the palace garden.
Mm-hmm.
this man.
What?
Call the executioner.
But what have I done, sire?
Here is a man who has made a certain machine, and yet he asks us what he has done. He doesn't know himself.
No.
It's only necessary, it seems, that he create without knowing why he has done so or what the thing will do.
The executioner came running with a sharp silver axe. He stood and bowed. His naked, large, muscled arms were ready. His face was covered with a white mask which showed no emotion.
One moment. Look, all of you, at this. Here on the table, a machine I have invented. Yes, I have invented this machine, a little miniature garden of metal and jewels. Set it in motion, and can you see and hear how the birds sing out of the tiny metal trees?
But not only that. Wolves walked through miniature forests. Tiny people ran in and out of sun and shadow, fanning themselves with miniature fans, listening to the emerald birds, and basking by impossibly small tinkling fountains.
Isn't it beautiful? I could tell you what I had done. I made the birds sing. I made the forests murmur. I set people to walking in this woodland, enjoying the sun and shadows and fountains. That's what I've done.
But, O Emperor, I've done a similar thing. I've found beauty myself. I've flown on the morning wind. I've looked down on all the sleeping houses and gardens. I've smelled the sea and even seen it beyond the hills. I've soared like a bird. Oh, I cannot say how beautiful it is up there in the sky and how free one feels. That is beautiful too, sire.
Yes, I know you speak the truth. I felt my heart move with you in the air and I wondered, what's it like? How does it feel? How do the distant pools look from so high? And my houses and my servants, are they like tiny ants?
Then spare me.
But, alas, there are times when one must lose a little beauty if one is to keep what little beauty one already has. I don't fear you, but another man.
What other man?
Some other man who, seeing you, will build a thing of bright papers and bamboo. But he will have an evil face and an evil heart, and the beauty will be gone. It is this man I fear. For who is to say that someday just such a man, in just such an apparatus of paper and reed, might not fly in the sky and drop huge stones on the Great Wall of China? Off with his head.
No! 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 Mercy, Emperor! No!
The executioner whirled his silver axe. The command was carried out.
Burn the kite and the inventor's body and bury their ashes together in an unmarked grave. And as for you...
Yes, O Emperor.
Hold your tongue. It was all a dream, a most sorrowful and most beautiful dream that you had. And that farmer in the distant field who also saw, tell him it would pay him also to consider it only a vision. If ever the word passes around, you and the farmer will die within the hour.
You are most merciful, O Emperor.
No, not merciful. Not merciful. I am very much bewildered and afraid. But what is the life of one man against those of a million others? I must hold on to that thought and take comfort from it.
The Emperor wound up his machine and looked across the land at the Great Wall, the peaceful town, the green fields, the rivers and streams, and then back again at his tiny garden. It whirred its hidden and delicate machinery and set itself in motion. Tiny people walked in forests, and among the tiny trees flew little bits of high song and bright blue and yellow color, flying, flying, flying in that small metal sky.
Ah, look at the birds. Look at the birds.